All right, everyone, it's time for a very happy report here, which is that BuzzFeed and Vice are both falling on very hard times. It's funny because some of these legacy and in this case, missing link media groups, some of them, they want a literal bailout because they're not getting like ad revenue and shit. But this is, with BuzzFeed and Vice, they'll probably beg for money at some point too, but they've been dying for a while. This has been going on now for what, fucking 4 years or something they've been in decline? BuzzFeed now is suspending its UK and Australia operations. So to Australians and British people, one less vicious propaganda rag that especially goes after independent content creators is now active in your countries. You should be very happy. And then Vice is cutting a bunch of jobs too. They're significantly downsizing. This is not the first time that this has happened, but whenever this happens at the moment, it's blamed on pandemic, but it's been a long-term trend. All of their circulation is down newspaper-wise for the most part. Subscriptions are down on most of their web pages. Now, sometimes they try to boast that they gain subscriptions. You'll notice when they do that, it always seems to be in the wake of one of their competitors going broke and stopping existing. It's like here, unfortunately, 90% of the people that were paying attention to BuzzFeed UK will just start paying attention to another echo chamber tabloid rag. So they'll still be getting propaganda, but at least one of the groups producing it is gone. I think it's still a step in a positive direction. It shows again what I've talked about now for 3 years, which is that the pond is shrinking. The fish are gobbling each other up. Some of the fish are starving. They become weaker. Maybe they become prey for the bigger fish. The bigger fish can, of course, last longer. Takes them longer to starve, and they can always eat some of the smaller fish, but the pond is shrinking, and it's irreversible. The rain ain't coming. Sorry, but you're on Tatooine, and your one little pool of water there is hastily drying up now that the farmers have been burned by the Empire, and their condensers stopped working. Whoops, all those fish are going to die. And I think it's wonderful. The rotting stench of the fish carcasses wafting up from the sand baking in the sun smells just like kibbling to me. Very Dutch reference there. Now, I'm elated. I'm extremely happy. Wasn't BuzzFeed one of the groups that at one point defamed me? I'm pretty sure that they were. I know the Wall Street Journal name dropped me. I'm pretty sure it was BuzzFeed. So you're getting a little bit of fucking karma there, I suppose. And Vice, I'd say it's hard to tell which one of these is worse. Like which one is more meaningful, you know, dying off or weakening or something. I'd say Vice, though, is worse, even though I don't think they've ever attacked me. BuzzFeed, I think, has a little bit more redeeming value sometimes. And some of the stuff that they do is just like really weird out there, like fairly obvious shit posting for attention. And that's really what these places have been doing, and they don't even realize that they're killing themselves. What they did over the course of the last decade or so is they became sensationalist. Then the legacy media followed suit, like the old corporate media, the New York Times and shit, they've done the same thing. They've become the same sensationalists that they used to chastise. They sold their souls to the devil, and they became what they used to fight against. They used to talk about how Zanews or the online news and all these people are being freaks and weirdos, and we're the legitimate news because we have the talking head without the music in the background until the commercial break sort of thing going on. They don't do that anymore. Fox News came in and like a wrecking ball and fucking destroyed the legacy media. Oh, they made it much more popular temporarily, and they sowed the seeds of their own demise. I believe that they're in decline now as well, too. When the pond shrinks, all the fish could do is cannibalize one another. You know, I guess they can try to make more fish, but then they'll starve. They'll have to eat their own offspring. And in BuzzFeed and Vice's case, it's like the writing is on the wall. They're going to eventually stop existing. I don't even know, like, in some cases you have news groups like this, and they're clearly in decline. Clearly there's no real value. Like, you have some website that used to be worth $100 million and now is valued at 25 cents. And still people buy them up for large sums, even though they're dying. It's like Yahoo still exists. I'm perpetually surprised. AOL is still a thing. Yeah, people even use, I think, their paid email stills, if I remember correctly. I know I have a relative who clings to a $4.99 a month email account. I'm like, you know, there are literally a million decent alternatives. There are those that you can pay for extra services, and there are those where everything's buttfuck free to begin with. They're all better than those services were. I'm so old, I remember when the internet was on a CD-ROM. I'm so old, I remember when an interactive CD-ROM was considered really exciting. Jurassic Park reference. That's the best scene ever. It's the worst It aged so poorly. It's the funniest fucking shit ever. And everything else about the movie aged pretty well, except for one line, and that's the one everyone remembers. Anyway, I don't know. I'm going off the rails here, but largely it's not even the caffeine at the moment. I'm just fucking elated at the fact that BuzzFeed and Vice are suffering. Yeah, I take pleasure in this fact. And I know, like, these are the groups. Here's their problem. And you got to understand, my perspective comes from I'm involved directly in human communication, in giving political opinions, and in writing as well. I promulgate my material specifically through tech firms. Censorship, therefore, is more meaningful to me. This is why I harp on it so often. There's a reason why a lot of other people, if they've got some other gig going on, like they're also photographers, they're a little bit less concerned, it seems. I see this all the time. People who are all in current events and news analysis, especially with a political bent, are the most anti-censorship. Here's the problem. Sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes, and it's impossible to tell for each firm, sometimes I get the sneaking suspicion that some of these firms, the reason why they defame and put out weird shit about like YouTubers or alt tech or something like that is out of ignorance instead of malice. And it's even worse because it's impossible to convince them otherwise. Here's what I think sometimes happens. Some old-time, essentially early-wave internet missing link media or even corporate media site, they hire some young, like 30, 35-year-old techie, and that techie, with their political bent or through their own ignorance, fronts materials to the editors, and the editors don't know anything about tech. They struggle to turn on their smartphone, and so when they're fact-checking to make sure it's journalistic, they're just gonna rubber stamp it because they have no clue. If they get a Data Society report, you remember that? Data Society report, pretending that there's a nexus of libertarian to alt-right YouTube pipeline and this nexus of extremists, of which I was listed as one, in which, by the way, Sargon of Akkad, if I remember correctly, I think this was the report that listed him separately from the Thinkery, which is funny, and one of them was alt-light and the other one was just like, I can't remember, dark web intellectuals or whatever the hell they labeled it. It's basically labels that don't even mean anything at this point. So you had alt-right, alt-light, paleo, I can't remember the categories, like four or five of them. And they got everything wrong. They don't disclose most of the methodology. The methodology that is disclosed is so opaque that it doesn't even become meaningful. Nobody's going to fact check that. It's 100 pages of hogwash. But it got reported on by all of these media networks as though it was somehow had a redeeming value and was academically coherent. And of course, now in retrospect, some of them, I think, edited their articles a little bit after the fact. Wonder why. But it was fronted to them. And what happened is that the tech people that got shown this article, either through their own ignorance or their political malice, fronted it to the editors, and the editors don't know what the hell to do with it. Oh, there's a scientific report showing that there are extremists on YouTube? Oh, that's an interesting story. Yeah, okay, you go ahead and write it. Oh, yeah, you don't have any spelling mistakes. Go ahead and post it. They don't know how to fact check it. I think that's the problem. The old time, all the boomers that are, you know, the editors at these places, they don't know what the fuck they're doing as far as the tech goes. I think that's the problem. But I'm overjoyed. I'm very, very happy to see this happen. I think it couldn't happen to less nice news groups. And the next stop, hopefully, the Wall Street Journal. I'm pretty sure BuzzFeed at one point did defame me. I'm pretty sure I was on a list with, what was it, BP Earthwatch and Alex Jones, if I remember correctly. And they were saying, like, I think one line called me a libertarian, which is correct, and then another one said I flirted with the alt-right or some shit that they dug up on Rational Wiki. It's really funny. That's about all. Peace out.